Shirchoth in Yod, Nos Kusim Yerodea, Gimel Talmud Hatoshim Mem Beis, Thursday, June 24th, 1982.
Von seinem Weis. Mali meine Dusso, der in Ruin Lisive. So that means that Jemenidus is in a Ruin Lisive. Why is it in a Ruin Lisive? So Rashi explains it, and the Gemara says so. The Gemara calls it Tiefsha. In other words, because the halacha is, I mean, this Gemara is like the sheet of the Rambam. I mean, that's one of the kashas against the Rambam sheet. Because the Rambam sheet, the Rambam paskins, that you may need those. First of all, the Rambam sheet is that it's an uninterrupted cheshbon, 7-11, 7-11. So, mele, it's efshia. If it's an uninterrupted cheshbon, so it's efshia. And the halacha is that you may need do so, is a little you may. Is Eilu Yimei Zivosa. In other words, Yimei Nidu Shein Reya Be'er is Eilu Yimei Zivosa. So, but the Kashi is, our Gemara says that Yimei Nidu So is Ein Rein Lisvira Zivosa. Yimei Nidu So Shein Reya Be'er is Ein Rein Lisvira Zivosa. And furthermore, the Gemara calls it the Evshia. Why Evshia? Because the moment a woman becomes a Zovik Deile, so the Yemenidus do not begin until she has completed the count of Zaynikim. So maybe it's Lo Yevshia. In other words, so if the woman does not become a Zovik Deile, so then if a woman had the initial Ries Dam on the first of Nisan, so then if she sees Dam again on the eighth of Nisan, it's Yemei Zivin. If she sees Dam on the eighth, on the ninth, on the tenth, so then she becomes Izovik Deile. So if she sees Dam, if she has an initial Riyah on the first of this, and then she has another Riyah on the eighth, and another Riyah on the ninth of this, and another Riyah on the tenth of this, three Riyahs on three successive days, so she becomes Izovik Deile. So then she has to count Zaynikim. And if there is nothing that he says to her minyan, so then she counts from the 11th of Nisan till the 17th of Nisan. 17th of Nisan, seven clean days. So then, and then if she will see again Irias Dam, she'll have Irias Dam on the 19th of Nisan, it will again start the Yemenidus. But suppose she doesn't see Dam on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th. She sees Dam on the 16th of Nisan, an initial Ries Dam she had on the first of Nisan. And then she has a Ries Dam on the 16th of Nisan, and another Ries Dam on the 17th of Nisan, and another Ries Dam on the 18th of Nisan. So she becomes Izoveh Deile. So then she has to start counting Zaynikim. So the Yemenidus will not think of Nisan again. If everything had been normal, so then the Yemenidus would start on the 19th of Nisan again. If she didn't see Dam on the 16th and on the 17th and on the 18th, but she just had the Rias Dam on the 1st of Nisan, and then she would have another Rias Dam on the 19th of Nisan, so she would become an Ide. But in view of the fact that she had a Rias Dam on the 16th and the 17th and the 18th, so she became Izovik Deile, she has to start counting Zayin Kim. So Mimele, the commencement of the Yemenidus again is deferred until she will have completed the count of Zayin Kim. She saw Dam on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. So then she has to start counting 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th as the Zayin Kim. So then, and if she doesn't have any stire, And these Zaynikim, so the Yemenide will be able to start again on the 26th. And suppose on the 25th she has a Rias Dam, so again it's Eisel Mafreya, all the Zaynikim, she has to start counting from the 26th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, let's say the first day of year and the second day of year. So then and then on the third of year shall again the Zionimidus will start. But as long as she's not successful in completing the count of Zionikin, so the cycle of Yeminidus does not begin. That's mucha from this Gemara, because the Gemara says, Mayim Einidoso Ein Ruin Lizrivo Vein Svira Shivo Elamen, and that's Yefsha. Why is it Yefsha? Because the Gemara has the Kashe, Eyodon in Yefsha, which Yefsha. Why is it Yefsha? So it's Yefsha, because once she becomes his other Dele, so that suspends the commencement of the Zayin Yemenidus until she has successfully completed a count of Zayin Ekiyim. So that means that the Cheshm of Yemenidus and Mizivus is not an uninterrupted Cheshm of 7-11, as the Rambam says. So this Gemara is one of the Gemaras that is contrary. This Gemara is one of the Gemaras that is contrary to the Shittas Rambam. Now that's one Gemara that is explicitly contrary to the Shittas Rambam, and then another Gemara that is explicitly contrary to the Shittas Rambam is the Gemara Neirachem. Now I don't want to go over all the Hashbeinis in Gemara Neirachem here, because why should I just waste the time? So you should go over yourself. I mean, the Sugya Neirachem Dafches, it's not difficult, you have to concentrate, just a little bit of the arithmetic here. So, Dafches, Omedale, in Pesach Biteye Inerech, in Pesach Biteye Poches Mishivo, V'Yeser Al Yuzayim. So, from this Mishneh until the next Mishneh. So, the whole Sugi, Dafches, the Sugi of Teye Inerech, is counter to Shittas Rambam. Just like our sugya is contrary to Shittas Rambam, so that sugya is also contrary to Shittas Rambam. A third sugya that is contrary to Shittas Rambam is at the end, hopefully next week we'll cover it. So, Daf Lametes Omed Beis. Lo Yishonu Lo Tesvok Vitriloso Shein Chol Peis Lo Riyoso Vishim Tzoliyim Chol Zayim Yechi Hadre Vose Esri Mitarte. So that sugya again is contrary to Shittas Rambam. So we have three sugyas that are contrary to Shittas Rambam. I mean, what kind of interest could there be on Shittas Rambam? So all the Gesheim follow the Shittas of the Rambam. And the Shittas of the Rambam is in line with all the Gemaras, Ishas. But Shittas Rambam is contrary to a number of sugyas. And three sugyas that are explicitly contrary to Shittas Rambam is our sugye, Mayim Nidoso, Ein Ruin Lizivo Vein Svira Shivo Elamen. So that means why Tzievshia? Because the moment she becomes his other Dele, so the commencement of the Yemenido is suspended until the woman has completed the count of Zayin Nikiyim. So it's not an uninterrupted measurement. And then the sugye in Erechem Dafches, and the sugye Daflamites in Ide. These are the three main sugyes that are contrary to Shittas Rambam. Now, the Chavis Das mentions one modification on the Shittas Rambam. And with that, we can answer all the kashas. I don't want to go into the sugyes, but the gist of what the Chavis Das says is that the Rambam Shite has to be limited, has to be modified. Even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out explicitly, but we have to say like that. Otherwise, the Rambam Shite is inexplicable. So the Chavis Das says that the Rambam Shite of an uninterrupted cheshm applies only to a woman who doesn't have a Veset Kavua. Certain women have a Veset Kavua. That means they have a regular cycle. They have the period every 25th day, every 30th day, every 20th day. It can be every 19th day. So that's a woman who has a veset kavua. And many women do not have a veset kavua. So sometimes, so she'll have the period on the 25th as of the preceding period, and sometimes she'll have the period on the 24th as of the preceding period, and sometimes she'll have it on the 30th as of the previous period. So that's a woman who does not have a veset kavua. So when does the Rambam say that the cheshbon of Yemenidus and Yizivus is an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, that only applies to a woman who does not have a veset kavua. But if a woman has a veset kavua, now the Rambam himself says that the moment the Rambam says in Perek Vov Milchas Yisurei Bi Aloch Adalet Kol Shiva Sayomim Shenikve Yolo Veset Bitchiloso Heina Mikroin Yimei Nidoso Bein Roaso Behen Dam Bein Loi Roaso Behen Dam Umtnima Mikroin Yimei Nide Mipnei Shein Ruin Linide Vichol Dam Shetire Behem Dam Nido Vichol Dam Shetire Behem Dam Nide Yechoshet Vichol Achados Ayeim Shachar Ashivo Heina Mikroin Yimei Zivoso בין רועסו בין דם, בין לא רועסו, ולא מוניק רואים ימי זיווה, מפני שאין רואים לזיווה, וכל דם שתירו בין דם זיווה יחושב, ואיזו יהיה בשני שם יסיימו שאין ימי נדוסו ימי זרועסו. So the Rambam says, בין רועסו, בין לא רועסו. It's an uninterrupted חשב, 7-11. That's the point upon which the Rambam is right. Then the Rambam says, נעלו חבוב, כל ימי אוישו, מיים שיקוב עלו וסת, עד שתומוס, אוי עד שיבוקר הווסת לימים אחר, תיס פיולאילום שיבו, מתחיל עשיים הווסת, ואחרי נחדוסו ואחרי נשיבו, ואחרי נחדוסו. ותיזוי במיניין כדי שתדע באי שתירה דם, אם במי נידו רועסו, אוי במי זיבו. So the Rambam says that it's an uninterrupted חשב, unless there is a שינו הווסת. So the moment there is a שינו הווסת, so that stops, changes the whole cycle. In other words, like this, it's uninterrupted. 7-11. But suppose a woman had a veset kavua of every 25th day. Sing down every, of having a menstrual flow every 25th day. And then, all of a sudden, she changes the cycle. And instead of seeing down every 25th day, she sees down every 20th day. Every 20th day. So then, when does it become that the veset is nikva on a different day? If a certain veset appeared, took place three times. So because the first time that it takes place in a different way, so that doesn't kaveya in the veset. Only if three times the veset takes place in a different way. So in other words, let's say a woman had a veset, let's say, was nikva veset in this, and then she continued to have the menstrual flow in accordance with this pattern. In other words, every 25th day as of the first of this. So it was nikva the veset for the first time on the first of this. And then she has the veset every 25th day, as of the first of this. But then, let's say, by the following Shvat, she is nikva another reset. Not every 25th day, but every 20th day. So then the uninterrupted cheshbon will start from the new verset. Then the Rambam says, be finished. And then the Rambam also says, lady also interrupts the cycle. In other words, when a woman gives birth to a child, so that puts an end to the whole cheshbon of Yemenida and Yemezive. So then she has to wait until the end of the Yemiteya. Let's say she gives birth. She gives birth to a Nikeva, to a girl. So then, the Yeminido start again, anew, on the 81st day, and then she has to start counting 7-11, 7-11. So there are two things that interrupt the cycle of Yeminidus in Izibus. Even Shino Aveset, or later. So Memele, so the Chavizda says that when does the Rambam say that it's always an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, 7-11, if the woman does not have the period in accordance with the Veset Kavua. But suppose a woman has the Veset Kavua, so even though according to the uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, 7-11, it should be Yemenide, it should be Yemezive. But if, let's say, she has a Veset Kavua every 25th day, let's say, if you follow up an uninterrupted cheshbon, so then it follows that any Rias Dam that will take place between the 8th day, as of the initial Rie, and the 18th day, as of the initial Rie, so that's amazing. But any Rias Dam that takes place on the 19th, up to the 25th will be Yemenide. Any Rias Dam that will take place on the 26th up to the 36th will be Yemezive again. Any Rias Dam that will take place from the 37th, 37th, 38th, 39th, 40th, 41st, 42nd is Yemenide again. Any Rias Dam that will take place from the 43rd up to 53rd, inclusive, will be Mezive again. Any Rias Dam that will take place from the 54th up to the 60th will be Yemenide again. Any Rias Dam that will be take place from the 61st till the 71st will be Yemezive again, and so on. So it's an uninterrupted treasure. But suppose a woman will have the Rias Dam. The initial Rie was on the 1st of Nisan. The initial Rie. And then she'll have the Rias Dam on the, let's say, the 25th. So that, according to the uninterrupted cheshbon, it should be needed. Because the 25th is the last day of the Yemenide. But if the woman has the Veset Kavua of seeing Dam every 25th day, so Memele, then it will be, so, I'm sorry. Suppose she'll have her ears Dam on the 26th day, and her Veset Kavua is every 26th day, and her initial Rie was the first of Nisan, and then she'll have her ears Dam on the 26th. So, according to the uninterrupted cheshbon, she should be zomektane, because it's 7-11, 7 plus 11 is 18, plus 7 is 25, plus now it's the 26th day, so it's already Yemezive again. It's the first day of the Yid Aleph Yei, according to the uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11. But, so if the woman does not have a Veset Kavua, she never had a Veset Kavua. So now she had an initial Rie on the 1st of Nisan, and then she has another Rie on the 26th of Nisan, she has to count one clean day. She marries again. But suppose this woman who had an initial Rie on the 1st of Nisan, at the first of Nisan. And now she'll have another year on the 26th of Nisan. But it's in accordance with her regular cycle, because we know she has a cycle of having a menstrual flow every 26 days. So even the Rambam will be made that death will start the Yemenida again. And she'll have to count 7 days, not clean days, but 7 days. But not count one clean day as a Shemeras Yom Kineged Yom. Why? Because the Torah calls Yemeziva Biloy Eis Nidoso. So if a woman has no regular cycle, regular period, so Mimele, if she had an initial year on the first of Nisan, and then she has another year on the 26th of Nisan, so it can be considered below Yeis Nidoso. Below Yeis Nidoso. Why is it below Yeis Nidoso? Because it's natural for a woman to have a menstrual flow every 19th day. But so Mimele, if you consider 7-11, and then 7, so then the 26th day marks already the first of the Yudalef Yom of Yemezile. So it can be considered below Yizivoso. Below Yizivoso. Masha'inkin, if we know that this woman has a Veset Kavua of seeing dam every 26th day, in view of the fact that she had an initial Ri on the first of Nisan, now she has a menstrual flow on the 26th of Nisan, how can we say it's below Yizivoso? That's the most natural thing for a woman, to have a menstrual flow in accordance with her cycle. So how can it be called below Yeis Nidoso? So even the Rambam will be made there, that in spite of the fact that according to the Rambam, so there is a loche of an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, but the Rambam himself points out, he spells it out, that if there is a shinu aveset, so that suspends the uninterrupted, that interrupts the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11. So what difference does it make whether a certain menstrual flow takes place on the basis of a new vessel, or it takes place on the basis of the same regular vessel? In other words, what is the reason as why the Rambam says that a shinu aveset starts a new cycle of 7-11? Why? Because a shinu, any kviyas veset is be'eis nidoso. If a woman has a shinu aveset, so that means that's her cycle. That's her natural menstrual flow in accordance with a certain cycle. So just as a shinu aveset constitutes an eis nidoso, mimele it interrupts the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11, so even if there is no shinu aveset, for the same reason, just the veset, the menstrual flow, takes place in accordance with a regular cycle of every 26th day, so that too interrupts the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11. So when does the Rambam say that it's an uninterrupted count? Only if a woman will have a Riyas Dam on the first of the month, and then she'll have another Riyas Dam on the 26th of the month, and the woman has no regular cycle. She has no regular cycle. Sometimes it's the 26th day, sometimes it's the 28th day, sometimes it's the 35th day, sometimes it's the 19th day, as of the previous Riyas Dam. So then it's an uninterrupted cheshbon. But if a woman has a Riyas Dam in accordance with a regular cycle, a regular pattern, a veset, so then it always, any Riyas Dam that is in accordance with an established pattern, a veset, interrupts the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11. So Mimele, this kasha, we can answer against the Rambam. Because here the Gemara says מים מנידוסוין רואים לזיבה, ואין סבירה שיבו אלה מהן, אף ימי לידוסו. But according to Rambam, the answer is, our Gemara is reference to a woman, according to Rambam, who has a veset kavua. So memele, if a woman has a veset kavua, and still she saw dam with yemezive, so then the yemenide do not begin until she has counted the zayniki, the zayniki. Because if she has a veset kavua, so in other words, she follows up a certain regularity, a certain pattern. And still, in the 11 days, Benidol and Nido, she had the Riazdam. That's abnormal. So in other words, so when does she become restored to her normalcy, like any other woman, until she has counted 7 clean days? Then we know that this woman is restored to her normal status. So Mimele, the otherwise uninterrupted count is suspended until she has managed to complete a count of Zayinikim. That's our Gemara. Mashenkin, when the Rambam says that it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon, and that Yimei Doso is a Lelisvira Zivoso, so that the Rambam has reference to a woman who does not have a Veset Kavua. So if she does not have a Veset Kavua, so Mimele, if it happens on the 26th day, so then it's considered Loyeis Nidoso. But if a woman has a Veset Kavua, and if a certain riyah takes place in accordance with a certain pattern of her Veset, then it cannot be considered Loyeis Nidoso. So that is Eis Nidoso. So the Rambam is also made it that the otherwise uninterrupted count of 7-11 is suspended.
It seems
that he doesn't even talk about that he's talking down the truth of the Kabbalah. No. The Rambam says, Kol Yimei Oishom Yem Sheikvalo Veset, Achitomus, Oyachi Yoker Veset. So, in other words, the Rambam says, in other words, if there is no, because the Rambam has reference to a case of a woman, you know, where that established the Veset Kavua, but the occurrence of the Veset does not collide. You see, the occurrence of the Veset does not collide with the uninterrupted count of 7-11. In such a case, so it's an uninterrupted cheshbon. But if the occurrence of the Veset collides with the uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, so for the same reason that the Shinua Veset suspends the uninterrupted count, why? Why does the Shinua Veset suspend the uninterrupted count? Because if there is a Shinua Veset, we cannot say, just because according to the uninterrupted count it's Yemezive, so now it's also Yemezive. But after all, there is a Shinua Veset, so that's a Snidoso if there is a Shinua Veset. So the same thing is true of without the Shinua Veset. As long as the Riyas Dam takes place in accordance with the regular cycle of the Veset. Anyway, I know that the Pashtus Haloshon is not that way. But this is what the Chalazda says. I'm just pointing it out in respect to this particular kasha. I don't want to discuss the other kashas. But this particular kasha against the Rambam can be answered with the Chiddush by the Chalazda. Yes, what is it?
In the Rambam, the thing is that the Veset Kavua could be changed in numerous ways.
That suspends the uninterrupted count.
It seems so from the end of the thing.
What?
That only later.
Yeah, that it means, in other words, later suspends the uninterrupted count even without a Riyas Dam taking place in accordance with the regular cycle. So that he has to mention. Later is the only thing that can suspend the uninterrupted count of 7-11 without any Rias Dam taking place in accordance with the cycle. Lady, that's a special halacha, that Lady also suspends. But besides Lady, what suspends dams of the town? A menstrual flow in accordance with a certain cycle. So, the menstrual flow in accordance with a certain cycle can manifest itself in two situations. Either in the situation of a changed cycle, changed pattern, or even if it's not a changed pattern, as long as it takes effect in accordance with a certain pattern. So the moment if a menstrual flow takes place in accordance with a certain pattern, then you cannot say that it's imezive just because according to the cheshbon, the uninterrupted cheshbon, it's imezive. Because according to the uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, so the 26th day is amazing. But after all, if there is a menstrual flow in accordance with a certain regularity, so that's Eis Nidoso. Eis Nidoso by itself starts Yemeni. Because Eis Nidoso means lo Eis Nidoso, amateur. Amateur. Now, so in connection with a woman who has a regular cycle, so then it's very simple to determine what is natural and what is not natural. In other words, if the Riyah takes place not in accordance, so then it can be considered lo yeis nidoso, unless it happens to be eis nidoso according to the general cycle, uninterrupted count of 7-11. But if a woman does not have a regular cycle, so then what determines whether it's eis nidoso or not eis nidoso, if it is in the uninterrupted count of 7-11 determines whether it's eis nidoso or eis nidoso. Vis-a-vis a woman who does not have a veset kavua, but vis-a-vis a woman who has a veset kavua, so any veset, any menstrual flow in accordance with the pattern of the veset kavua marks eis nidoso, constitutes eis nidoso. Alright, so mele, that answers, that eliminates the kashi from this gemara against the Rambam, because this gemara has to be applied to a woman who has a veset kavua. So such a woman, so we say, mayim nidoso in ruim nizive vein sfira shive ilmen afim nidoso shein ruim nizive in sfira shive ilmen. Now, Tesis has the kashi. Mayim nidoso de in ruim nizive vein teim ad bishile bosimen. O mayim nidoso shein reye ben eilin li sfira zivoso. Vish vayim ad hoso mayim rebizo vektane. Shereye yim yidale. Yim yidvei zhavu beitchilas nide veilelo. Now, I don't want to go over the whole sugya. I asked you to go over the sugya. You should have gone over the sugya. But I just want to mention one Indian in that sugya. That also, that's one of the sugyas in Ide that involved a lot of computation. Now, there, the sugya in Ide, Daf Nun Daled, and you'll see that in that gemara, so there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis in the Pshat in the Gemara. And of course Tesis goes Lishitose. I mean, according to Rashi, you couldn't mention this teretz by Tesis. But Tesis goes Lishitose. That's why Tesis makes the distinction between Izovektane and Izovedele. What is the Gemara? The Gemara that Fundala discusses a woman who has a certain abnormal condition. I mean, all these things might happen to a woman just before menopause. So all kinds of situations arise just before menopause. So many women will have a continual flow for, let's say, for 10 days, and then she'll stop, and then again, let it continue flow for 10 days. Like this, a woman who is young, who is long before menopause, so such a situation will be symptomatic of a very serious condition in the woman. But if a woman is approaching menopause, so then it's not alarming. But so the Gemara discusses the status of a woman who has an unnatural condition. In other words, because the usual condition for a woman is when she has a menstrual flow, so she bleeds 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, at most 7 days, not 8 days. 8 days, that's below Yisrudosu. So the 8 days is already amazing. Because, so the Rabban explains it, because it's abnormal for a woman to bleed for more than 7 days. For 7 days, it's not abnormal. Of course, most women will bleed for 3 or 5 days. But many women will bleed for 6 and 7 days too. But not for 8 days. But, so the Gemara discusses all on a derisa level. I mean, that's not Lemaise, because today, if a woman bleeds 1 day, so she has to count Zainikin. But the Gemara is discussing it on a derisa level. So the Gemara discusses the status. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara discusses like this. So what days is she allowed to cohabit with the husband? So suppose she has a menstrual flow of 2 days and then 2 days teres, and then again 2 days. So the Gemara discusses all the situations. One of the situations is Shmeino Yomim Tmei, the fifth line from the end of the Omer. Shmeino Yomim Tmei, Ushmeino Yomim Teherim, Mishameshes Hamisho Oso Yei Miteich Aboim Ushmeino. So, suppose a woman has a habit of having a menstrual flow for 8 days straight, and then it stops bleeding, and 8 days she's clean, she has no flow, and then again, it alternates. 8 days a flow, 8 days no flow. 8 days a flow, 8 days no flow. So if the woman has that habit of having a menstrual flow for 8 days, and then no flow for 8 days, and again flow for 8 days, no flow for 8 days, so in other words, so Shmeino Yomim Tmeim, Shmeino Yomim Teirim, so on a derisa level, she is allowed to cohabit with her husband 15 days from every 48 days. From every 48 days. How is the cheshbon? The cheshbon is very simple. The cheshbon is very simple. Let's say she has a flow of 8 days. So the first 8 day period, so she's a solar bio. The second 8 day period, she has no flow. But as a result of the flow she had on the 8th day, that's already the first day of the Aleph Yeh. So Mimele she becomes a Shemel Sim Kineged Yeh. So as a result of the flow she had on the 8th day, she has to observe as a clean day, she has to be separated from her husband on the 9th day. So but then the other 7 days left of the Yom Teirim, because from the 1st till the 8th, Ayom Tmei. From the 9th till the 16th, Ayom Teirim. But the 9th, she has to be separated from the husband. Because as a result of having a menstrual flow on the 8th, so on the 9th day, she married Yom Kineged Yeh, she became Zavik Tana. So the 9th, she has to be separated. But the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16, she doesn't have to be separated. We are discussing it from the point of view of the deraisa. So Mimele, she has seven days of the second Shmeino Yomim period. So 7 days she's Muteres Levayim. So we already have 7 days. Altogether, in the course of 48 days, she'll have 15 days where she's Muteres Levayim. So we already have 7 days where she's Mutaras Labayla. The 7 days can extend from the 10th till the 16th. 7 days. Now then, from the 17th to the 24th, so that's Yom Tovim. I mean, she has a menstrual flow. Now, these days, the 16th and the 17th, so the 16th, I'm sorry, not the 16th, the 16th, she's Mutaras Labayla. From the 17th till the 24th, so it's Yom Tovim, she has a menstrual flow. But the 17th and the 18th of that period, of the third 8-day period, so the 17th and the 18th are the last days of the Yedalef Yehim of the Yemei Zivei. The last days, the last 2 days of the Yedalef Yehim of Yemei Zivei. What did she become as a result of the menstrual flow she had on the 17th and the 18th? Not Izovik Deyoev, Izovik Tana. Two years and two successive days makes her into Izovik Tana. So Mele, that means she has to count one clean day as a Shemeres Yehim Kineged Yehim, because of the Riyah she had on the 17th and the 17th and the 18th. The Riyah she had on the 17th and the 18th. So she became Izovik Tana. So she has to count one clean day. She cannot observe that day, the 19th, because the 19th, she has a menstrual flow. What kind of a clean day is it? It's not a clean day. So Mimele, so that means, when can she start counting that one clean day after the flow subsided? Now she has a flow from the 17th till the 24th. From the 17th till the 24th. So then, from the 25th till the 32nd, mark the other period. That's the fourth period of 8 days, which is Yom Teir, because the first 8 days is Yom Teir. She has a menstrual flow. The second 8 days period is Yom Teir. The third 8 day period is Yom Teir. The fourth is Yom Teirim. She has no, they are devoid of that. The fourth 8 day period. So the days extending from the 25th till the 32nd are devoid of dam. But is she Muteres Labayla on the 25th day? She's not Muteres Labayla on the 25th day. Why isn't she Muteres Labayla on the 25th day? Because she became Izovik Tana as a result of the menstrual flow she had on the 17th and the 18th. Could she have counted a clean day on the 19th? No, she had a menstrual flow. So then, when did the flow subside? With the expiration of the 24th day. So the 25th day was a clean day. But she had to be separated from the husband in order to realize a count of one clean day. So, in order to realize a count of one clean day. So the 25th day can be counted by her as one clean day, because of the status of Zovik Tana she acquired as a result of the menstrual flow she had on the 17th and the 18th, then the 26th she is Muteres Labayla. On the night of the 26th she can be Teveres, and she is Muteres Labayla. So she is Muteres Labayla the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 29th, and the 28th, and the 30th, the 31st, the 32nd. So how many more days that she can be with her husband? 7 more days. So in other words, so she was allowed to be with the husband on 7 days that extended from the 10th to the 17th. I'm sorry, from the 10th to the 16th. So she had 7 days of Heta Labayla, and then she has another period of 7 days that she is Muteres Labayla, extending not from the 25th, because the 25th she has to count as a clean day, because she became a zavaktana as a result of the menstrual flow she had on the 17th and the 18th. But another 7 day period she's mutaras labailo, extending from the 26th till the 32nd. So it's 7 days that extended from the 10th to the 16th, and another 7 days, the Shemitah Bailo, that extended from the 26th to the 32nd. So altogether it's 14 days. But the Gemara says that she is allowed 15 days to be, from every period of 48 days, she is allowed to be with her husband 15 days. So 14 days you already have. Where's the 15th day? Now, from the 5th 8-day period is again Yom Kippur. In other words, the 8-day period can extending from the 33rd till the 40th. That's the 5th 8-day period of Yom Kippur. Any odd number period is Yom Kippur. Any even number period of 8 days is Yom Kippur. So the 5th extending from the 33rd till the 40th is Yomim Tmei. Of course, she's Asur Lebailo. Now, so what is it? Yomim Nidia or Yomim Zivi? Now, here, the woman, she didn't have to count Zainikim. So, Mele, you can apply an uninterrupted count. Even according to the Ramban, and this Gemara again is like the Ramban Shiva. This Gemara again is counter to Shlis Ramban. So again, we have to apply it to a woman who does not have a Veset, on the contrary, to a woman who has a Veset Kavua. A Veset Kavua, this woman is entirely mixed up. She's all mixed up in her Riyas Dam, so how